It was a jubilant band of Cleveland Browns. They played with an edge today. They warded off all the emotion of this previous week, and they got their first win of the year as they come to Minneapolis and beat the Minnesota Vikings 31-27 as Brian Hoyer leads the final drive to win. Great to see you, everybody. Welcome to Browns Overtime. Michael Regei, Doug Deacon, Vic Carucci. Sweet music to get that first win of the year, Doug. And with the events of this week, give us a sense of how 53 football players and the coaching staff banded together to play with an edge and get a win today.
Well, I don't know if you call it adversity, but when you have something like that happen, first off, you name a new quarterback for the start. Then you trade your starting running back. You don't have anybody really that's had a lot of carries. You don't know what you're going to get. But I think it challenges the football team because you never want to be embarrassed. And I think what they did today was they went out there, and much like a couple years ago against New Orleans, they got very creative in the game plan. They found ways to move the chains. They found ways to get the ball in the end zone. Not always the quarterback to the wide receiver or the running back. But they were, I mean, you look at the game, and you're going to look at the numbers. Here you got the kicker with the best quarterback rating on the day. You've got five guys that have a better per rush average than Adrian Peterson. So there's some bizarre numbers out of this game.
Yeah, there really were. A couple of things. I think it was a referendum, really, on the Browns' overall team, organization, doing what it did during the week, making a very unpopular trade in terms of Browns fans and the backlash that came with that, and that conclusion, the sweeping conclusion, they were giving up on the season. Well, the players had something to say about that. They weren't giving up on anything. They came into this game determined, and frankly, the way they played was, in terms of effort, aggressiveness, emotion, more than I saw in the previous 2 weeks. And you talk about Brian Hoyer, not only playing, you know, he had the three picks, and he's upset about that, but beyond that, the guy, I think it was a heroic effort for a young quarterback to just get thrown into that situation as the starter. And you could tell this game plan was creative and inventive because of the trust in him, the knowledge, the ability, the capacity to think and react quickly and do things quickly, I think spoke volumes about how this game plan was run.
Also speaking volumes was the play of Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron today. You're smiling already, Deke. I mean, Gordon starts out double move, touchdown, the square in. They get him the flip on the reverse. There's where Norv Turner and Rob Chudzinski said, we got a playmaker back. We're going to get him the football. It worked aces today.
Well, you know, you look at the previous games, you know, we didn't have a lot of yardage. Okay, in the first quarter, Josh Gordon catches two passes for 77, runs for 22. He's got 99 yards of total offense. I mean, he's that difference maker that they've been missing.
Yeah, without a doubt, it opened things up. And for Josh's sake, to come back and really hit the ground running. I mean, he only missed two games, but that's a lot in football to not be able to practice and really get to have that timing down and then have a new quarterback to start things off. Yeah. I mean, how much work had he really done with Brian Hoyer? Very little. And I thought he played well. They had some miscommunication and a couple of things. And then Jordan Cameron once again comes up to be the big play man that he's been right from the start.
But the key to it all is the defense also kept Adrian Peterson in check. They did not let him run wild. So, you know, yeah, we're stroking the offense. We're stroking the offense. But let's give the guys on the other side of the ball some credit today, too.
Sure, and they stopped him at the end.
They did, absolutely. Yeah. 16 points in two football games, Doug. And at 31 today, it was an explosion of sorts. Let's hear from the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Rob Chudzinski, with that first win here today in Minneapolis.
I just, you know, the whole group, I had no doubt in my mind about these guys, and you know I see them every day. You talk to them, you know how they, what they believe in. They're true professionals, and they've got the heart of lions. And I'll never doubt these guys in this locker room. I mean, that's going to be our mentality. That's always going to be our mentality. Is, you know, we're going to play aggressive, and you know whether it's the fakes, whether it's going for it on fourth down, that's the way we're going to play. I mean, I haven't really thought of it as the first one. You know, I really just wanted to get a win for our team and for these guys, you know, for them more than anything. And they have just, these guys have been fantastic.
Yeah, you could hear all the jubilation in the Browns locker room. First head coaching win for Rob Chudzinski. But this football team, again, the way that they set aside the events of the week, Doug, and defensively, they hung in and hung in. And as you said earlier, Adrian Peterson never hit the big home run today.
No, and, coming into the ball game, they had the number one against the rush per average. I think it was by 2.0, which is great. But they also didn't allow the big play, you know. And, you know, Ponder isn't a, you know, one of those quarterbacks that's going to hit you with the home run. But they kept people in his face, gave him the heat. I think they had 5 or 6 sacks on the day, so they didn't make it comfortable for him back there.
No, it did start with the run defense. And how about Joe Hayden making an ankle tackle on Adrian Peterson? I think that was symbolic of the kind of day it was for the Browns defense. They swarmed to the football, but they were also getting pressure, you know, when they needed to, got the big sacks when they needed to. This crowd turned against Christian Ponder pretty early and stayed. And I think the Browns defense played off of that, frankly, and I think that worked to their favor.
And Buster Skrein had 2 breakups of touchdown passes, and Buster Skrein had a great game.
Yes, yeah, he really did. And, yes, you're right, this crowd was venomous today. Down on the sidelines, wow, they really got after this Minnesota ball club, who now falls to 0-3. Browns don't have to worry about that because they got this road win, their first of the year. Deke, we appreciate it. We got to hear from the quarterback on the other side, right?
Yep.
The local guy, the St. Ignatius Wildcat, Brian Hoyer. What a sensational day he had. Don't go away. When Browns overtime returns, quarterback Brian Hoyer right here with us following the 31-27 win over the Vikings. What a sensational road win for the Cleveland Browns as we welcome all of you back on Browns Overtime. Michael Regai, Vic Carucci with the gentleman that provided the magic today, the quarterback, the local guy, Brian Hoyer. Brian, outstanding performance today. Give us a sense of, in that first half, you got into a tremendous rhythm, and there seemed to be a lot of creativity in Norv Turner's play calling as well.
Yeah, it was great. We came out and, you know, besides that first drive, we really got things rolling and, you know, plays build upon plays. And when you get that going, you can, you know, get the opportunity to get some of those creative plays in there. And obviously it was great to have Josh back and, you know, we got the ball out quick and it worked well. And then, you know, you have some downs and you just got to fight through it.
Brian, how special is this? Hometown guy leading the hometown team to a much needed victory in your very first start with the Browns.
It's huge. I mean, you know, regardless of everything else, it's huge to just get that first win. And, you know, these guys are a bunch of fighters. I think we showed that today. We've really shown it all season long, and we just needed that extra step, and I think we took that today. The defense stepped up. You know, I had those 2 interceptions. They didn't even let the Vikings score, which was huge. Usually when you throw 3 interceptions, it's not going to be a good day, and, you know, those will bug me for the rest of the week, but you know, we had the opportunity to finish it in the end, and we did it.
As we all know, though, the quarterback payoff in this league is about leading winning drives that win football games, especially on the road. Give us a sense of what you wanted to accomplish in taking the football team down the field that ultimately ended in that TD throw to Jordan Cameron.
Yeah, well, we knew Billy was, you know, probably out for the field goal, so we just said, let's go out and win this thing and score a touchdown. And we had a few plays there, you know, Obi up the sideline, Jordan out to the right. And on that last one, they just gave us a look, and we had kind of talked about it during the week and try to get to it as fast as you can. And we got the ball snapped, and, you know, I knew Jordan was one-on-one, and you just got to take that shot, and he did a great job.
It looked like a very aggressive game plan today. Sure. I mean, you were not held back in any way. It looked like they were trying to find a lot of those chunk plays. Talk about how good that felt for you.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, you wish as a backup, you don't want the team to take any step back when you get going and play, and I don't think we did that. We were aggressive. And I think that's what this offense is about, is being aggressive and taking it to them. And like I said, for that whole first half, we were pretty good. And even to the 2 drives where I threw the interceptions, we were moving the ball. And that's kind of what gets you the most is, you know, you're moving the ball, and then you make the mistake and turn it over. So, you know, we just got to keep taking that mentality out there every week.
Brian, from an emotional standpoint, I mean, frankly, this was a roller coaster ride of a week.
Sure.
With all that went on with the trade of Trent Richardson, give us a sense of maybe what this locker room group of 53 did, come in here, play with an edge, band together with a mindset of we're going to get a W.
I think it just, you know, shows to our character. This is a team that doesn't give up, doesn't let the outside things affect us. We ignore the noise, and you just keep rolling, and you go with the 53 guys that are there in that locker room and just keep pressing on. And we have a great group. You know, we handled the adversity, and we kept moving on and pulled out the win.
Do not move, everybody. When Browns Overtime comes back, we're going to have an opportunity to chat to wide receiver at a sensational day today. Josh Gordon, front and center, when Browns Overtime returns to downtown Minneapolis.
He's got it, back to pass, looking good pocket. Down the middle, he's got Gordon wide open. He's got it! He's all alone! 10-5, touchdown!
Welcome back to Browns Overtime, everybody. No question the Browns offense was looking for a spark today. They got it in a variety of places. Michael Reggie, Vic Carucci, with the young man that had a fabulous debut to the 2013 season. Josh Gordon, you said this week you wanted to provide a spark, that you felt you could be a difference maker. How difficult was it the last 2 weeks not being with your teammates and now coming out and knowing you were going to get the football and being able to produce in the team's first win of the year?
Well, the first 2 weeks, it was tremendously hard for me to watch the team from home, you know, just being out of it, you know, wanting to go out there and help the guys, you know. I look forward to this week because from the beginning, from that first week I was out, I wanted to make sure I made a statement this day and hopefully carry over every week from today to let these guys know, you know, they can trust me and count on me, and I want to be accountable for them, you know, and everything that I do.
And what was it like once you got out there? I mean, was there much of a transition period just to kind of get comfortable with things after missing these past 2 weeks?
It took a little bit at practice. New quarterback, you know, that was a little stick thrown in there to throw us off a little bit. But actually, Brian Hoyer is a great guy, great quarterback. He's so fired up about playing and coming out there proving himself. You know, I felt the same way. And we knew with our attitude and the team's attitude to come in here and set a spark and make some big plays, we can get away with the win. And that's what we did.
We've been mentioning creativity with the offense, Josh, in the first half. But it was that double move for six, that quick strike touchdown that got you involved in the opening quarter. Take us through it and give us a sense. Did Norv and Chud and you feel that was there today if you needed it?
We definitely believe so. You know, we practice it. If we practice it, we plan on running it. That's how Norv and Chud are. You know, they're not going to bluff anything. You know, they want the big shot. And when we seen the cover two, you know, we knew the cornerback was going to bite down. And the move was good enough to get him, you know, and the safety stayed close to the middle and had enough of a holder to make a play on the ball.
It felt like you were just more aggressive as a team today. I mean, the play calling was very aggressive. We saw the trick plays in there as well on special teams. But overall, everybody just playing at that pace. Did that have anything to do with the fact that this was just a real tumultuous week with the whole Trent Richardson trade and what that may have done, sending shockwaves through the locker room and the entire NFL?
I think it definitely did. It was an emotional game for all of us, you know, myself included, but everybody. Coach talked to us about starting a fire and trying to get that fire up going and get it high, and everybody just needs to rally together. If we get that fire burning bright, anything's possible, you know. So the motion was there, the guys were fired up about it, the defense was stout, the offense was, we were fighting, we struggled a little bit, but we found a way to hold it together, and we really did.
And you fought through some injury too. I mean, you only missed what, a couple of plays, I think.
Right. I mean, small little thing, you know, it's part of the game. You know, I didn't want to sit out. I was not going to allow myself to come out the game for too long. I had to get back in there, and that's what I told myself to do.
Now, think about this. You got the size and skill set that this young man has, not only the double move touchdown. We saw the bubble screens today. We saw the skinny post. You even ran the football out of the reverse. Chud got it in your hands and Norv about every way imaginable today. The playbook really opened up for you.
It really did. I was really happy for it, excited to show exactly what I could do. But, I mean, it was a great opportunity to have that and make a big play out of everything I got.
Welcome back, young fella. Number 12 showed out today.
Yes, sir.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Yes, sir.
Cincinnati coming in next week.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's Josh Gordon. Spectacular day for the Cleveland Browns. Don't go away. When we get back following this Browns 31-27 win, we'll flip it over. We talk defense with Joe Hayden as the Browns grab their first win of the year. Don't move. Browns Overtime is rolling on with you.
Joe Hayden's back there, and it is intercepted! Joe Hayden's got it inside the 20-yard line!
Nothing better in the NFL to come on the road, band together, a group of 53, and come out with a big win. Browns did that today, 31-27, first win of the year. Beat the Minnesota Vikings. Welcome back to Browns Overtime, everybody. Michael Regei, Vic Carucci, and of course, young fellow wears number 23 on the corner today. Did a lot of work against Adrian Peterson and this offense. Joe, before we start that, as we say hi to Joe Hayden, it was a tumultuous week. There was a lot of motion this week with regard to the dealing of Trent Richardson. What did you guys put together as a mindset to say, look, we got to go on the road, forget about things, play football to get a win? How did you get that accomplished?
I mean, Coach came in and he said he had a team meeting and it was like, obviously we traded Trent. And he said that top and management is just doing things, just trying to make sure we get the Browns better and everything. And the thing that the defense we had with DeQuell and myself and everybody, we just were talking like, we can control. You know, if we go out there against Minnesota and we give up touchdowns and anything, it doesn't matter what the offense does. So it's basically on as a defensive, we just want to keep the points down and just make sure we handle our business.
And the key today, you really shut down the run. Heck, you had an ankle tackle of Adrian Peterson. I thought that was symbolic of the way this defense played.
Man, you know, it's all 11 to get him down. He's one of the greatest running backs ever. And at our front, like I always give our front seven the credit because they deserve it all. You know, they get to the quarterback without blitzes. They stop the run with just the front seven with them. And you know, with him, it was just an all team effort. And you could tell when we came off the field, we had nothing left. Nobody had anything left.
Joe, the pressure again on Christian Ponder was tremendous. That's 3 weeks in a row that front seven has been able to get on the quarterback with heat. But give us a sense about getting the ball out, sudden change turnovers. I think you, defensively, is this about Ray Horton done such a better job? Let's think about ripping the ball out. Turnovers.
Oh, turnovers are a big thing for us. You know, at practice, they emphasize it. And all 11 has to get to the ball every play at practice. And then when you get to the ball, try to punch it out, rip it out every time you get there. You know, if you don't go for a strip or you don't go for a turnover, then they're yelling at you. So they definitely force that.
And their passing game, and again, Christian Ponder, I know, had his problems today, too. But in terms of those receivers, Greg Jennings, Simpson, they've got Kyle Rudolph. You had a real challenge as a secondary to handle. I thought Buster Skrine did an amazing job with two big breakups.
Yeah, Buster, man, I mean, that's him. And he loves the game. And you can just tell when he's out there, he fits the Browns, too. The underdog that's out there, small corner out there just grinding, just trying to scrap and fight and claw and just any way he can get the ball out. Son. I love that dude. He fits in perfectly.
Make plays after a couple of weeks on the road. All right, it's back home next week. Division rival, division game. Beat Cincinnati at home a year ago and maybe the best performance of the year. Give us a sense of what it's like now against A.J. Green, that receiving core, and Andy Dalton. This football team won again today. They beat Green Bay. What kind of challenge is it when Cincinnati comes in with their strong vertical pass game?
Oh, it's a big challenge, and then I like for sure to go against Cincinnati because A.J. Green, you know, he's one of the best receivers in the league. I look at him as one of the top two, three receivers, and that's a challenge for me, and I love that because now I get to go up against him and the way to try to hold down that offense to get our defense to where we need to be.
Got to keep this roll going.
Definitely.
Browns held down that Minnesota Viking offense today. Got that big last drive from Brian Hoyer in the offense. Beat the Minnesota Vikings 31-27. Joe, appreciate it. We'll see you next week when the Cincinnati Bengals come into First Energy Stadium. One of the Browns' great initiatives is to always put smiles on the faces of young kids, the children in and around the city of Cleveland. The Play 60 event, a strong one for the Browns and the National Football League, as Browns players banded together to make sure the kids played 60 and had something to feel good about.
Who wants to have fun?
Browns players were out in the community this afternoon at Walton School in celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month with a Play 60 event.
A lot of kids nowadays, they don't play outside like I know I used to. It's more of the Xbox, the video games. And now it's good just to get them outside and be active.
All right, we're going to do a relay race, all right? It's the white team versus the black team.
You know, today we're talking about playing for 60 minutes a day and saw Craig speaking about it. And it's awesome to see these kids' faces every time you come to these events. And they're very excited for us to be here, so it was a good day.
Go!
With 100 students in attendance for today's Play 60 event, kids were excited for the opportunity to work out with their favorite Browns players.
It's important because you need exercise in your life because you want to be active and healthy.
Well, it actually gets kids a chance to go outside and play every day. It gets them a good chance to grow and everything.
Week 3 of the 2013 season, the NFL is celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and for the Browns, giving back to Walton School is a great way to show the team's appreciation to the community.
Go Browns!
Kids aren't the only ones smiling around Cleveland today. All you Browns fans are smiling today. Michael Regai, Vic Carucci, and Vic, this was truly about a football team that maybe put a little bit of an edge and a chip on their shoulder and decided to be denied today.
No question about it, Michael. The way they played, I think there was a level of emotion that we hadn't seen before, a drive, an energy. It was all there. And combine a lot of different things. We talk about the Trent Richardson trade, what that probably had to do with it. The fact that Brian Hoyer was at quarterback, guy making his second NFL start, and I think this team rallied around him and definitely played that way. And he wrote an incredible story today for himself. Got a feeling we're going to see a lot of Brian Hoyer going forward.
Oh, we saw gadget plays. We saw the fake punt. We saw the touchdown thrown
to Chud. He emptied it out today.
Chud Norv will figure that out for next week when Cincinnati comes in. You got to come right back here with us on Browns Overtime. Now for my partner Vic Carucci, for Doug Deacon, for Brian Hoyer and Josh Gordon, and also Joe Hayden and all of our terrific crew, Michael Regai. Browns a big winner today, 31-27 over the Minnesota Vikings. Till next week from First Energy Stadium. So long, everybody.